Hello there, welcome to Seek the Truth. We really appreciate your listening and trust that you will find it very helpful as you consider what we are talking about. As most of us in the United Kingdom are doing today, I'm looking out at a snow scene, and indeed it is very pretty to look at. It reminds me of the fact that winter always comes. There is a cycle of events, and winter inevitably follows those other seasons. Winter sometimes is a time when we have to sit back and take stock and consider what it is that we really want to be involved in and where we're going in our life. So sometimes winter is a time for sitting back and making assessments. I wonder how often you sit down and take assessments and make assessments about your life, about where you're going, about why you're here, about what life really involves for you. I do hope that you consider in that assessment God and eternity, the reason for your existence, the problem that we have of our death and our mortality. And if you seek God in all of that, the Bible says, seek ye the Lord and he shall be found. The other thing, when I look out at this snow scene, it reminds me of the fact that the Bible talks about snow at times. It talks about stains on life. It talks about damage to individuals. And it says this, though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. The Bible is indicating that every one of us have stains on our character. And I think it would be very dishonest of us if we were to deny the fact. For most, right from the lowly individual to the greatest, there are things that we don't like about ourselves. There are things that we find difficult about the way we do things, the way we behave, the way we live. But the Bible says this, though sin and wrong and evil exists in all of us, for we have all sinned and come short of the glory of God, though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. How can that transformation take place? How can that cleansing, that cleaning take effect? Well, the Bible says this, the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses from every sin. As I think of this winter scene, it's lovely, but it reminds me of the fact there are stains on my character, but God sent his Son, not to condemn me, but by his death to clear me and to cleanse me. And though my sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Today, as you consider winter, I trust it will be a time you take stock and consider what you should do with your life. I trust it will be a time when you will consider that God loves you and sent his Son to die for you. And on the third day he rose again that you might know there is life after death and cleansing possible and forgiveness through faith in Jesus Christ. Thanks again for listening to this recording.